This episode of Opinions Matter is supported by Shopify.
When we first launched this podcast, it honestly felt like we were being buried under 100 new tasks every single day between building a website and figuring out branding and payments. It can be overwhelming, and we quickly realized that we can't do everything ourselves.
You need a system that actually works for you. And for millions of businesses, that is Shopify. Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of brands, from huge household names to small businesses just getting started. And it's built to feel like your own built-in business partner. You can launch a beautiful online store using hundreds of ready-to-go templates, accelerate your content creation with Shopify's AI tools, and easily run email and social campaigns that help you reach customers wherever they're scrolling.
Plus, Shopify gives you world-class expertise across everything from inventory and payments to shipping, returns, and international selling, all in one place. So if you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify.
So turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your €1 a month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie, and see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not pop by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin, why not consider the White Sands Hotel? So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of the podcast? Well, we were contacted earlier today, just before we started recording actually, by a guy called Omar. And here's what Omar had to say to us. He sent this by WhatsApp to 085-825-2626. Love your podcast, lads. Muslim Irish man here, born in Ireland, parents from Iraq. Did you see the story online saying that a Muslim extremist attack is likely in Ireland? Who comes up with this stuff? It was covered by the Irish Examiner. I'm shocked by this because all this does is stir up anti-Islam extremists and it scares people. Why don't they say Catholic extremist poses a threat? I know hundreds of Irish Muslims and none of them pose any threat to anybody. So why post this story? Debate this and call out these idiots who spread fear and hate. And that's from a guy called Omar. Now, what Omar is referring to is a story that was covered earlier on today. And it is, Islamist terrorism is a significant cause of concern for Ireland, either because of possible attacks here or attacks planned here but carried out in a neighbouring country. That is according to Ireland's security oversight judge. In his first report, the independent examiner of security legislation also said there are potential threats from extreme right-wing and extreme left-wing terrorism, as well as from the activities of hostile states. So basically what this judge is saying in his report, and he's been employed by the state to work out what laws we need to change, what laws we need to tighten up, and where, you know, where there's gaping holes in our security in this country. But he is saying that Islamist terrorism is a significant cause of concern for Ireland. Now, what Omar is saying is that is ridiculous. Every Muslim he knows is a decent person, will cause no harm to anybody, and all this does is stoke up anti-Muslim rhetoric, basically.
Yeah, I would agree with him, I have to say. I mean, why mention religions? Why not mention, you know, does it? I always say this, and by the way, before we even start recording this podcast, as usual, because I just want to get this out of the way for the people who think, oh, I paid for a government, paid for the government, paid to push their agenda, paid to push their agenda. Sorry, it sounds like Jerry Hutch there for a second. Paid to push their agenda, you are paid to. We are accepting all comments. So anybody who wants to come on today's podcast, you're more than welcome. Here is the number. I'll make it very simple for you. As we record this, this is our number. 085-825-2626. No agenda here. This is not an agenda I have. It's called an opinion. And the podcast is called Opinions Matter. If you're new to it, that's the name of the podcast. So you will hear varying opinions. We don't censor any opinions. If someone disagrees with me, you're more than welcome to come on, because if everybody agreed, would everybody be a very boring podcast? And we'd be 130 in the charts, which we're not.
We're not. No, indeed, okay. We're not. No.
Higher up. So here, this is my opinion. The biggest ever terrorist attack that was carried out on the island, what religion were the people?
Well, supposedly Catholic, yeah.
So the Omagh bombing in the 90s that was carried out in Omagh, the biggest atrocity ever on this island was carried out by... Has there ever been a Muslim terrorist attack in Ireland?
Not on that sort of scale.
Suppose what you consider a terrorist attack.
Well, that guy, Abdullah Khan, who attacked the Garda in town.
Is that still before the courts, by the way?
No. He pleaded guilty to terrorism offences, assault and arson. So he did plead guilty to terrorism offences. But other than that, I don't know of any large scale
Okay, here's the problem I have. There are people who believe that every single Muslim that's in Ireland, yeah? Is here to cause harm. Now, I have Muslim friends. My son has Muslim friends. You have Muslim friends. And I know them all quite well. Not one of them has any desire or inkling to carry out a terrorist attack. So the only thing this is going to do, in my belief, is stir up more... Islamophobia. It's going to create more hate. Most hatred in this country, no matter what it is, no matter what the hatred is toward, yeah? Mm-hmm. Most hatred is based on...
Ignorance.
Ignorance and false stories, yeah?
Yep.
We have people on social media who... and they wouldn't dare come onto this podcast because it'll rip them a new arsehole, who say every Muslim that comes into the country wants to rape our women and children. How do you reason with someone like
you
that?
You don't. You just
How
don't.
How do you reason with someone who...
You just don't.
Well, people believe that, okay? Because they read it somewhere. Mm-hmm. They read it somewhere. And they're thick, yeah? Their brain can't compute that. So to say that there are people who will see that story today, yeah? And will see that Islamic terrorist attack is likely, or whatever the case may be, whatever word they use, yeah? And they go, I fucking told you, close the borders, close the borders. Here's the thing. Muslims living in Ireland has nothing to do with borders. There are Irish-born... In fact, Omar is an Irish-born Muslim.
He is.
So close... And you can't close the borders to a certain religion, yeah?
Well, that's what Donald Trump tried to do in America.
Yeah,
he didn't succeed.
You can't close the borders and say, I'm not going to let anybody in. We have English people who come over here who are Muslim, yeah? Who come over for stag weekends and stuff like that. So you can't... Don't throw the... Come up with an intelligent argument as to...
Anyway, so Omar is saying that... publishing a report, and indeed the newspapers, by the way, this was a very, very long report, and it had loads of recommendations for what the state needs to do.
And we should be on our toes. By the way, having said all that, I'm sure there is maybe one or two, or I don't know, there could be a handful of Islamic extremists in Ireland. There's Catholic extremists in Ireland, yeah? Mm-hmm. Christian extremists in Ireland. Every religion... has its extremists. Would you agree?
I agree, absolutely.
Would you agree? Otherwise, the KKK would never have existed in America. The KKK was built up of Christian extremists, yeah? Mm-hmm. So every religion has its extremists. So I'm not going to be naive and say that Ireland doesn't have...
Okay, so what's the problem here? This report did say that there is Islamist terrorism is a significant cause of concern, okay? But that's what the newspapers took out of this report. This report was about loads of different things. Legislation we need to change.
Far right, yeah.
Yeah, all sorts of things. But the newspapers chose to highlight the Islamist terrorism is a significant cause of concern Ireland.
The far right people who throw petrol bombs at proposed IPAS centres, are they domestic terrorists? Are they terrorists?
You could argue, yeah.
I mean, to throw a firebomb at a building is, I would assume, an act of terrorism, isn't it?
We'd love to hear from you. Are you concerned when you hear that story that Islamist terrorism is a significant cause of concern for Ireland? Does that worry you? Or do you think that it is, as Omar said, just scaremongering? And it shouldn't be highlighted. It shouldn't be talked about in that way, because all it does is incite hatred against people like Omar who are Muslim. Let's kick off with Eddie.
Lads, I seen what your show was today and I thought, oh, that's a really interesting topic. So I've done a bit of research to back up my argument, right? So here's the findings, right? Your man tries to say it's this Muslim man, it's pure scaremongering. Sorry, buddy. The facts tell you completely different. Non-Western immigrants are 2.5 to 3 times more likely to commit a crime than a native Dane person. Now, male descendants to non-Western parents are nearly 4 times more likely to commit a crime. I'm talking serious crimes. Rape, murder, robbery, stuff like that. In Sweden, they're 2.5 times more likely. And again, second generation, 3 times more likely. Now, then we move on to Islamist terrorism, right? So, in Europe, they operate a sliding scale of 1 to 5, right? 1 being low, 2 being moderate, 3 being substantial, 4 being severe, 5 being critical. Sweden, at the moment, as we stand, are 3 out of 5. That's substantial. Denmark are 4, so that's severe. 25 years ago, before all this mass immigration, Sweden and Denmark were at a 1 out of 5, considered low. So then I asked AI, what's Ireland at? Ireland are at the moment, a 2, which is moderate. 25 years ago, we were a 1. We were completely low. So to back up, that's the stats that back up my argument against this Muslim man who says this is pure scaremongering. It's not scaremongering. Facts, as that Joseph says, don't care about your feelings. And with the more immigration we have coming into this country, who knows when we'll move up to a 3, which will be substantial. That's all the figures. You can't argue with fucking cold hard facts. Denmark and Sweden record things by nationality. We don't do that here. And the reason we don't do it, because if you gave out the figures, the Irish public will be up in arms.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Angela. Is it scaremongering for a newspaper to highlight these things?
No, because I said this on the show, on the 98FM show with you, come back a few years ago, that and I was told, oh my God, you're bonkers. You are full of shit. You are lying. You are this. That there are sleeper cells in Ireland. There are sleeper cells here. There are terrorists here. My cousin is Father Paul Murphy, who was stabbed above in the barracks in Galway. And that was, at the time, a 15-year-old Islamic terrorist.
I remember it well. And, yeah, I remember the story. Yeah.
Paul's my cousin. And, you know, now he forgave him. We certainly haven't. But you cannot turn around. I don't care if there's one. Or there's 100. If there is one, it's not scaremongering because we know what these people can do. And as I told you at the time as well, the terrorist who did the bomb in Manchester against at the Ariana Grande concert, where did he live? Dublin.
Okay, let me just ask you about this, the 17-year-old who did stab your cousin. Was it proven that he was radicalised? Was he born? I don't know. I know the story.
He was radicalised. He was radicalised.
Was he born in Ireland?
Yes.
Okay, so how do you prevent that from... First of all, you can't prevent someone from being radicalised.
You can't prevent it.
No, because you need to shut down the internet. He was obviously radicalised watching YouTube videos or whatever the case may be. So you can't pronounce that. Or you can't prevent that. Closing the borders would not have worked in this situation because he was an Irish kid who happened to be Muslim and... But the point I'm trying to make is, doesn't matter what his religion, and with the greatest respect, doesn't matter what his religion was. He could have been Catholic, he could have been Jewish,
he could have been Protestant. What I'm saying here on this is, these kind of reports are not scaremongering. They're not. They're facts. They're true.
Okay, but then why not rephrase it? I mean, the headline in the Irish Examiner today says Ireland faces evolving terror threats, including Islamist terrorism. Yeah? Why does it need to class it as Islamist terrorism? Muslim terrorism? Why not? Why not just class it as just terrorism?
Because it's Islamic terrorism that they're writing about. So why not put that down?
Can they not just call it terrorism?
No, because if you speak about terrorism, you're talking about everything.
Omar's argument Omar's argument is a newspaper headline saying Islamist terrorism is a significant concern for Ireland makes all of us suspicious of anybody who even vaguely looks Muslim.
Well, I am. I've admitted this before, and I'm not afraid to admit it. Because, and I'm not going to get into it because the usual style, come on, oh, she knows everything, oh, she, you know, with a job that I was in before. I'm in fear. I'm in fear getting on a plane if I see a Muslim getting on it. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm going to go up and blow them out of it or tell them get the fuck off the plane or anything. But that bit of anxiety would go into me because of what has happened. And don't mention Lockerbie. I don't want to hear that, right? We are talking about now. And that is what they do. They don't care about anybody else in the world, only themselves.
Who is they?
Islamic terrorists. Okay. ISIS. They don't care.
Okay. But unfortunately, what you're doing is you are putting anybody profiling. You are profiling, literally.
I'm profiling.
So if Omar, who was born of Iraqi parents, but born and bred here, hops on an airplane and sits down beside you, he's from the north side of Dublin, sits down beside you, how are you, Mrs.? You would be terrified.
I wouldn't be terrified, but I'd definitely be kind of like, oh, feck, Jesus, here we go now. You know, because what about the people who were on board the planes of 9/11?
What about them?
What about them sitting down next to a Muslim? They never came home, did they?
So, yeah, you see, I just worry for people like Omar that you are literally profiling anybody who even looks Muslim.
This is what I'm saying. I'm not going to go up to him and say anything. Might call me a hypocrite for having a fear. It's not I hate him. It's not I'm being racist. I have a fear that something could potentially happen. Like, I'll be very honest. Going back after the Manchester bombing, we went to the U2 concert in the Three Arena. And everything was heightened at the time. All matches, everything. Everyone was heightened because of what happened in Manchester. And we were standing, getting a drink. And when I looked across, there was three foreign. They looked like they were Pakistani or they were Indian or something like that. And they were standing there with a rucksack in the middle of the table. And I went, we're gone.
You see,
and walked away from that area. Okay, I didn't leave the arena.
Do you think that,
that's a fear?
Okay,
Am I not allowed to feel that?
Do you not believe that it's an irrational fear?
No, it's not. Because a couple of weeks before that, somebody went in and blew up a concert.
Okay, so again, Omar, as he said, he's born of Iraqi parents, so he probably looks Middle Eastern. If he was at a gig or a football match or a rugby match and standing beside you and he had a haversack over his shoulder, you'd be shitting yourself, would you?
I would. Of course I would. Am I not allowed to have those fears?
But now, do you not get exactly what Omar is saying? That
reports
like this are creating more Islamophobia and hatred towards people like him, born and bred in Ireland.
Because people have those fears outside of the reports. And the thing is, like as I said, I'm not walking up to Omar going, are you going to blow me up? What are you doing in this country? That's not what I'm saying.
How quickly we forget our own history and I'm talking about as Irish, not that I'm Catholic, but born Catholic, I suppose. The amount, we were all tarred when we went to the UK during the 60s, 70s and 80s, during the height of the Troubles. Every Irish person that went to the UK was tarred as a terrorist. Irish people living in UK cities were raided by the police over there, because of the IRA. Now, we have a history of racial profiling, but we forget this. The Irish fake plastic patriots forget it as well, that we were once all branded as terrorists because of the actions.
I can't forget that because of where I grew up. There is absolutely no way I've ever forgotten that. I grew up in Shannon, which was known as Little Belfast.
Okay, but then you have to understand, Angela, how wrong it is to tar everyone with the same brush.
But the difference being, I'm not saying you are a terrorist. I am not saying you are going
no,
to blow
you're saying I fear that you may be a terrorist.
I fear that you may be a terrorist.
Okay, but if I was standing beside you with a rucksack over my shoulder, you wouldn't bat an eyelid.
No, I'll probably just move because of the smell.
okay, so... No,
but do you understand? I'm allowed to think what I want to think. I am allowed to have a fear of something. Once I don't put it into operation of walking up and asking him to move, or saying, are you getting on board this flight? Yeah, I'm not getting on board.
No, I agree with you. Like, Adrian's trying to be the thought police here. You can't be the thought police. Whatever you think, and you're not going to act upon it. That's
no, but I'm just trying to highlight how irrational it actually is.
Considering we
it's
were...
It's not irrational. How is it irrational?
It's totally irrational. What are the chances?
How is it irrational?
What are the chances, Angela? And I know what you said about the gig in Manchester and everything else, but what are the chances that you are going to be in the right spot to be blown up by that fella standing beside you? Do you know what I mean? It's just, it's a very irrational fear.
Hold on a second. Very irrational.
Well,
I know it's like a broken record, right? But irrational. Did they feel like that getting on board a plane in 9/11? Was that irrational? Did you ever think that was going to happen?
No longer with us. I had a relative, and this is just show you about racial profile. And my relative, up until the day she was born, was terrified of people with a northern accent. Absolutely. Yeah. She associated people with a northern accent. She always thought they were all like Gerry Adams. Or IRA, terrorists, anything. And she worked in the shop, and if someone came into the shop and they had, what about you? She would automatically freeze. And she associated that northern accent with terrorism. Now, that is...
Jeremy, I did as well. Because, as I said, Shannon, where I grew up, was known as Little Belfast. Anyone kicked out or anyone that left Belfast because of the Troubles was moved down to Shannon, right? It's very well known. We grew up, there was IRA in Shannon and everything. I was the same.
Okay, stay there for a second, Angela, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Leandra, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hiya, how's it going?
Good, thanks.
To be honest, like, put it this way, right? I have neighbours beside me, left and right, and they're both lovely. One, I think, I don't know, is from Romania, and the other one is either Indian or Pakistan, whatever. So to start it off on a positive note, with nothing against any culture, for those of us that are welcoming, and as Ireland, as a country, that's very welcoming to a lot of nationalities who've taken in and, you know, contributed, helping out with other countries and all the rest of it. So I think the main point to take from this is that, you know, if there's expressed concerns of safety for the country or people want safety in their communities, like, take that out of it. Not, oh, what nationality is it? Because put it this way, say if I went to someone else's country, and it was the other way around. I'm a good person. I know what I'm responsible for. I wouldn't take that to, what would you say, to as much hurt. You keep your side street the king. You look after how you behave. You look after how you teach your children to behave and not have any badness in them. But I think, like, the problem with this is there has been attacks carried out in the past. So there is a minority. So it's not completely fair. I'm glad for once that our country is actually looking to bloody improve security processes or immigration processes.
Okay, let me go back to the headline of this story, and this is what Omar had a real issue with, and it is Islamist terrorism is a significant cause of concern for Ireland. That's the first line in this newspaper article.
Okay, but hang on.
What he's saying is, why do you have to single out a particular religion? Why can't that article just say...
Because we know this particular religion are extremists. Bloody extremists, and they blew up...
Sorry.
They've done past that blown up things.
Okay,
they've bombed themselves up.
Leandra, you just said that religion is extreme. It isn't. all extreme.
But a minority, there is. Would you not say there's a minority that would be extremist, and they would literally blow
absolutely. But there's also
involved
there's them. Also a minority of Christians that will be extremist. There's a minority of Jews that will be extremist. The point I'm trying to make
but
is, the point
there.
Omar
there
is trying to make
Okay,
the point
they
Omar is trying to make. But the point Omar is trying to make is, what would be so wrong in just saying terrorism is a significant cause of significant concern to Ireland?
As he has pointed out, there's many different types of forms of terrorism. There could be somebody, as you stated, outside an IPAS centre. So there's a less extreme on the Richter scale of terrorism. Yes, it's still setting something on fire, but versus 9/11 or a plane or a concert or whatever. Like, you're talking, whatever religion, the far end of the Richter scale of extremes. Whatever culture, whatever minority, I don't have anything against anyone before somebody jumps at me and says, I'm this, I'm racist, I'm that, I'm this, I'm lefty, I'm righty, whatever. I hate that shit. I'm a good person. I get along with my neighbours. They're both different nationalities. They're lovely people, very pleasant, very nice. And I'm a good person, and that's how I treat everyone regardless.
And that's what people need to remember.
Like, forget about the headline. Newspapers, we know, will sell a headline. And I feel, at the end of the day, the important thing is the security and the safety within a country. And if that's the press and they feel that there must be data or numbers or something to back it up. Now, the Danish are very good at this. We're shit at it. They can't release any data or numbers to the public when asked or whoever requests them. But the Danish, and look at the ones as your first caller was on, he had the facts to back that up. So it's not from absolutely nowhere. If it's a risk,
okay.
It's a risk.
Can you understand why Omar feels that he and other Muslims are being singled out? He's a peaceful guy. He's lived here all his life, and people are now, because of this report, going to start viewing him with suspicion. Going to start thinking, oh, he could be a terrorist, just like Angela admitted to doing. And that
anybody perpetration of that nature, and they're what would you say going to do that? But like, generally, like, what I'm trying to say is, like, I think the main point to take out of this is that it's not down to the what would you say specifying the category of people or the type. If it's a threat, it's a threat.
Isn't that exactly the point? Terrorism is a significant cause of concern for Ireland, is what could be said, because it is. Is it relevant that it might be Muslims?
I don't agree with that.
Yeah, but then that's exactly the point. No. Sorry, go on, yeah.
But the thing is, Adrian, even if they don't mention religion, as soon as people hear the word terrorist nowadays, because that's the way the world thinks, in the 60s and 70s, when you heard the word terrorist, it was the IRA.
Yeah. It was like the Irish.
It was the Irish. Now, when you hear the word terrorist, since 9/11, as Leandra said, it's changed things. And when people hear terrorist, they automatically assume, for right or for wrong, that it's a Muslim. When people hear about a car driving up a pedestrian road, and let me ask you the question, Leandra, if you heard if someone texted you today and said, Jesus, did you hear the news in Galway, somebody's after driving a car up a pedestrian road and killing people, what would your first assumption be?
Awful, obviously. How many did they kill? Is everyone okay? Yeah. How many was injured?
And then the perpetrator, would you assume that the perpetrator was Muslim?
No, don't take me up like that either.
By the way, it's okay to say.
Whatever religion and whatever happens on whatever level of extremity, your initial reaction as a decent, normal person will be like, Christ, I hope many wasn't killed in that incident that occurred.
Yeah. But unfortunately, you were like that, Leandra. The vast majority of people would take the social media.
But Omar has to turn around and realise that they're always going to be that group of people or that cohort. And he has to stick to himself and to his true self and understand, yes, I'm a good person, but I can't change the minority that has made the majority
you have to understand how he feels hurt and angry that he's been lumped into that category of people who are likely to be terrorists.
And like, I've never felt the need to apologise for the actions of the IRA. So the IRA carried out their reign of terror, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Some people call them terrorists, or people call them freedom fighters, depends on your I call them terrorists. Anybody that places a bomb in a place to kill people is a terrorist. The terrorists, or the IRA, said they were doing that in their name. Now, they never did that in my name. And I've never felt the need to have to apologise for the actions of the IRA. Have you?
No, not really.
Have you ever felt guilt about what the IRA did in your name? Well, no, not at all. Yet someone like Omar probably feels, well, he does feel that literally he's been tarred with the one brush.
Let me bring in Keith.
NGOs, TDs, all lefties out there, they got too comfortable calling people racist. They only don't want to put in the paper because, you know, if the stats get out there, like, what's that say? And Jeremy, if you're there listening, you called many people fucking racist up on this show over the last couple of years. Now, I remember saying this to you about 2.5 years ago, when probably a bit longer, when you were bringing these fuckers into the country and you were putting them up in fucking hotels. I said, it won't be long before they're all out on the fucking streets. Well, they are now. Are you going to apologise for all the attacks by these people coming in? I know we had Irish here who done it. You're going to find Irish criminals in fucking Ireland as it is. Whereas for other foreign national criminals coming into the fucking country, a lot of people who called other people racist for fucking calling it out. Do you want to hang their fucking heads in shame? Disgusting, the fucking lot of it.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Sean, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sean?
Afternoon, lad.
Sean, Omar is the guy who contacted us, and he's annoyed that Muslims are being singled out as being a terrorist threat in Ireland, and he believes that it is creating Islamophobia and hatred against him and his community.
I mean, like, it's from kind of both sides. Like, obviously, it can be seen as kind of scaremongering. And look, there's no kind of evidence to suggest that an attack will happen here. But if you look at, like, I'm sure the people in, do you remember in Manchester, the Ariana Grande Day concert? Like, I'm sure those people thought the same, you know, well, we've no reason to ever think this happens. And although, like I said, there's no evidence, but when you see it happening across the pond in major cities across Europe, like, who's to say that there isn't a chance that it could happen here?
No, I mean, it could happen here. It's a possibility. And this report says that Islamist terrorism is a significant cause of concern for Ireland. But all Omar is saying is, why do they have to use the word Muslim or Islam in the sentence? Why can't they just say terrorism is a significant cause of concern for Ireland? Do you not get the difference?
I do agree, but I know you go back to, like, the troubles and that, but generally, when you look at recent terrorist attacks, most of them have been Islam-based. Like, I'm not, of course, there probably are more with different religions, but generally, the majority that I've heard of, at least, tend to be Islam extremists. But I think, just another point, which I said in my text, I think some people, like, look, I've a bit of skin in the game as a gay man, right? So this is just my opinion. Maybe some people not agree. Like, I'll openly admit, I have a bit of fear of Islam, more so because everyone knows their kind of opinions on gay people. There was a study done in the UK there, now it was a few years ago, fair enough, that said that over 50% of Muslims living in the UK think homosexuality should be illegal and should be banned. You know, when you see the incident of...
Do the Burks not believe in that as well, though? That, I mean, the Burks are very anti-LGBT. Now, by the way, I'm not saying they're domestic terrorists or anything before they sue me, but the Burks would have very... I would imagine the Burks... strong opinions about homosexuality in the LGBT community would be as strong as
some Muslims.
But you'd never hear anybody calling the Burks, "Oh God, if I'm a gay man." And by the way, after that incident that happened with those two gay men in Sligo, absolutely horrific. I tried to do some research on the fellow who carried out that, who's doing two life sentences, but Yousaf Palini. I wonder, was he born in Ireland? Did he come into Ireland?
I can't remember, to be honest, at this moment. I'm not sure, to be honest.
Because isn't that the problem? It's not a border issue because there are Irish, like there was some fool on our Facebook page earlier saying you can't be Muslim and Irish. Of course you can be Muslim and Irish. We literally have thousands of Irish-born Muslims. Nationality and religion do not go hand in hand. You can have Jewish. Is a Jewish person, a Jewish Irish person not Irish? Is a Protestant Irish person not Irish? Religion doesn't dictate your nationality. But does that genuinely scare you as a gay man? I mean, that attack was horrific.
Like, I'm not going around terrified, clutching my pearls at every, like, Muslim that walks by, but generally the consensus is, yeah, like they don't agree. So if you're bringing in a group that don't agree necessarily with homosexuality, like, why would I want more of them kind of coming into the country? Like, just to get on your point, the Enoch Burke point, which you mentioned, and it's a fair point, but the difference is with Enoch Burke, he could come out and say kind of anti-LGBT hateful stuff, but we kind of have this thing in Ireland where Christianity, like, it's allowed to be argued against, it's allowed to be maimed and ripped the piss out. Like, Enoch Burke could say what he wants, but then I could get on Facebook and rip the piss out of Enoch Burke and probably get a few likes. Whereas if a Muslim does it, it's like, okay, but you can't. Like, this whole thing of, you know, Islamophobia. Islam, like Islam is a religion, you know what I mean? It's not a race. So technically, if we're bringing in laws against Islamophobia, they're basically backdoor blasphemy laws. And we got rid of blasphemy laws in this country years ago. So my point would be, if I'm allowed to criticise Christianity and Enoch Burke for these views, then why am I not equally allowed to criticise Islam for these same views?
No, there's a big difference though, Sean. Certainly you can criticise Islam for its views on homosexuality. There are certain countries in the world where if you're gay, you could be stoned to death. Obviously, that's ridiculous. And yes, you should be able, you are free to call that out. But having a fear of somebody who is Muslim just because they're Muslim, because either of their some Muslims' views of homosexuality, some Muslims being terrorist. Omar's whole point is, please stop tarnishing us all with the same brush. That's all he's saying.
Yeah, I suppose it's fair point. I do understand, like, that there are Muslims in there who are absolutely innocent, and maybe some that even do support the gay community. So I do feel bad for them that they are getting tired. But at the same time, like I said, I can kind of, like, most of the kind of attacks that do happen generally tend to be Islam related. So, yeah,
just saying, I'm sure there are Muslim people who support the LGBT community. I have two Muslim friends. They'd be not friends, but I've engage in sport with them. We've played football together and stuff like that. And I mean, I know they drink alcohol and they don't observe Ramadan and stuff like that, but they would call themselves Muslim. So yes, there are definitely Muslim people who are accepting of the LGBTQ community. But that fella, and I've just got a Google document about him. He did come. He was born in Iraq. This is the fellow who murdered those two gay men in Sligo. He was born in Iraq. His background is Kurdish ethnicity. He moved to Ireland in 2006. Now, my question would be, is how could anybody have predicted that he was going to carry out such a disgusting...
Nobody could, no. Like, absolutely not. But so you do have an understanding for where Omar is coming from. Please don't tar us all with the one brush.
Yeah, because it's like any group, like... obviously, there are good and bad, but generally, the general consensus, and the point I said in my text, like, it seems kind of the one way, whereas we're telling kind of Irish people, you know, be kind of inclusive and, you know, respect everybody. But then, like, I don't see half as many people, you know, kind of on the other 4% the Muslims. Oh, well, you know, if you're going to live here, you have to be accepting and inclusive. Like, of course, there are people, but I'm just saying it seems to be pushed on Irish a lot more to be accepting and not necessarily pushed the other way, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Stay there for one second if you can, please, Sean. John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How you doing, Asian? How you doing, Jeremy?
John, Omar is annoyed that Muslims are all being tarred with the one brush.
That's an Omar problem. That's not our problem. At the end of the day, the government and they hire people in this country to do their job. And if there is a risk, that's what they're paid to do. They're paid to analyse risks at the end of the day. For people coming into this country, I'm had to listen to this whole show from Eddie all the way up. And all I've heard is attacks on priests, attacks on gay communities, attacks on this. That's fucking Omar's problem. Because his people are carrying it out. It's not the Irish.
Hang on, Sean.
Oh, no, we don't fucking hang on. You rubbish everybody that could answer the show.
They're not his people.
Oh, hold on a minute. We fucking Muslim friends. That's your fucking problem.
Okay, let me turn this on its head, right? When I was a young fella, I was brought up Catholic, so I identified as Catholic. Members of the IRA identified as Catholic. Okay. They weren't my people. They were not now, my people.
Jeremy mentioned this as well, right? Now, let's address the fucking, you know, this in a sense that there was a war going on. Let's not forget, you keep mentioning the IRA. What about the UDA, the USF and the UVF? What they done? The weird people. You see, that's a different fucking kettle of fish altogether. What was happening was a war between Ireland and England. And we all know, and listen, I know you said they weren't acting on my behalf or they weren't acting for me. But here, listen, see where you're sitting now with your freedom? You can thank them guys. You can thank the guys that lay down their fucking lives for this country because that's what they fucking done, whether you like it or not. Now, back to Omar, as I said. Omar has a problem. That's his problem, okay? It's not your Irish government's problem. It's not your Irish people's problem because they're the people that are committing these crimes in 9/11 over in the Ariana Grande concert and like you say, down the country there with them two gay men. That's his fucking problem. He gonna have to go back to his own people and say, listen, hold on, what we're doing here is wrong. He'd be better off putting his own time into educating his own people and getting a better fucking structure going and a better understanding with them. There's no point crying to us because we're after being told that there could be a threat. You've seen that with even Crackshack running around there a year ago stabbing the guard. And what's that? Was that just fucking pure myth? Oh, should that answer? There's no, you know.
Okay, but again, this story about terrorism, would it not have sold just as well to say terrorism is a significant cause of concern for Ireland?
No,
why did it have to say Islamist terrorism?
Because that's what you seen it there. Oh, I was acting on this behalf. Oh, I was acting on that behalf. That's what they said. They actually came out and fucking admitted it themselves. They admitted this, Jeremy and Adrian. They admitted it. So that's why it is. That's why it's extreme Islamist fucking mad. I said this before and I'll say it again. It's only a matter of time before something's one crackerjack. That's all it takes with a fucking a piece in his hand and you can take a load of people out. And look, I'm not saying it's going to happen. I wouldn't like it to see. Oh, Jesus, I wouldn't like to see it happen. But it can happen. The risk is there. And it's always been there. And as that gentleman said there, there's more of them and more of them coming in. They hate the fucking gays. They hate the gays. And they do. And it's been proven that they hate the gays. You know, there's some of them there that are all right with gay people. I get that. But there's a lot of them that don't like fucking gay people. And that's another issue.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of them that don't like gay people but would never act, that would never act upon it, okay? So, you know,
there's a lot of Catholics don't like the gay community either.
Yeah, look at me.
Well, here, you mentioned the Borks earlier on, lads. Yeah. I tell you what, I wouldn't fear fucking Enoch Bourke if I was gay. I'd laugh at him because I tell you what, all Enoch Bourke does is look, it's his own gig, what he's doing with short talks. I don't want to get into that. But here's the thing, that man said it there. I'd fear the Islamists more than I'd fear Enoch Bourke. I fucking sure he would, you know, if I was gay. That's the thing, you see, you have to listen to people's thoughts. Even that girl Angela, I don't even agree with half of the shit she does say. Well, here's the thing. I agree with her today on everything that she said. A fucking priest going about his business. Bang, there you go. Fuck you. Do you know what I mean? Like I tell you, lads, please, give his head a wobble.
That person was radicalised. Now, I wasn't in court, so I don't know exactly. But that person was radicalised, okay? I mean, if you're going to talk about Anders Breivik. Do you know who Anders Breivik is?
I don't know. No.
Okay, Anders Breivik carried out one of the worst terrorist atrocities in Europe. Norway, a Norwegian neo-Nazi. By the way, he was a Christian. Christian, and remember he went...
That's about to kill the kids, is it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm
trying to remember how many people he actually killed, but...
Yeah, but look, I'm not going down this rabbit hole with you, Jeremy.
Sorry, hang on.
77 people.
No, I'm not saying this.
It's not a rabbit. Why won't you go down that rabbit
hole? But these lunatics, there's more of these lunatics than there is. There's only one or two of these fucking mad cunts that are out there. Or see these Islamists. They believe in a different... You know, Allahu Akbar and all this shit. You've seen it all yourselves, okay? Just a normal day in Dublin City. Two Gardaí walking down the road and this fucker whips out a knife and starts stabbing at them. You know, that's all I'm saying. The risk is there and there's a risk there for everybody. And Omar needs to fucking just take this and say, understand this.
I think the point that Omar is making that if you walked past Anders Breivik, now you won't because he's locked up for life, so he deserves it. By the way, he killed 77 people and 42 attempted murder. Absolute psychopath. But again, he was a Christian and that was his religion. But the point is that if you were sitting beside, if you were sitting on a train and Anders Breivik was on one side of you on the train and Omar was on the other side, of you on the train, you would be more terrified of Omar than you would be of Anders Breivik, who's a mass murderer.
I don't fear Muslim. I don't fear them. I see them every day in the streets. I wouldn't get out of their way. I wouldn't give a fuck. You know, the fact of the matter is, there's a risk there. And the government are paying people to risk assess. And there is a risk assessment there, and it's being done, and now it's being proven. Look, as what Eddie said, and he was bang on his points as well, at the end of the day, the facts are here, lads. You can bullshit all your likes to me and tell me this and tell me that, but the risks are there, and it is there, and it's a real risk. End of story, guys. Have a great day. Good luck.
Good luck, John. Our number is 085-825-2626. Martin has been in touch.
Afternoon, lads. I won't make it on, which is a shame, because you know this is a bit of me. But I think your man is a bit blind there. Do you know, it has to be there with the Muslim population growing. Like, Joe, you know, it's happening in any other country where the Muslim population grows. So there's no point having rose-tinted glasses saying it's not going to happen here. Because why would we be the exception to the rule? Joe, you know, and you have to label it as Islamic terrorism, because that's what it is. When you look at your man that drove into the mosque there in London there a couple of years ago, or you look at your man David Copeland, who was the London nail bomber back in the 90s, that was called right-wing terrorism, because that's what it was. They were far-right people, like, you know, it's far-right terrorism. You have to label it after their cause. So just because if it is Islamic terrorism, that's what it is, you know? Anyway, lads, have a good one.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Jason, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jason?
Afternoon, lads. How are you?
Good, thanks, Jason. Omar is annoyed that he's Irish born and bred, lived here all his life. He is a Muslim. His parents were Iraqi. And he feels that articles like that today saying Islamist terrorism is a real threat to Ireland has him sidelined, has him pigeonholed, has people looking at him suspiciously.
Well, welcome to the Irish experience from the 1970s right up to the 1990s.
But we all know how, Jason, we all know how unpleasant that was.
Yes, it was. But unfortunately, when a certain race or a certain tribe of people are committing crimes or terrorism, you have to say it's that race or tribe. If there was a Chinese man running around Dublin stabbing people, they wouldn't say a man is running around Dublin stabbing people. They'd say a Chinese man is. Why? Because then we have to keep an eye out for a Chinese man stabbing people. You understand? You don't just put out abroad, oh, there's somebody doing something. We need more information. Who's doing it? Why are they doing it? Come here, Adrian. Them kids will be alive in Manchester, and them kids will be alive, I think it was Northampton, also with the other stabbing. People were paranoid that they were going to be classed as racist. Somebody seen that fella in the Manchester arena with the backpack, but he was afraid to approach it in case he was classed as being a racist. He was more afraid of being classed as being a racist than getting it wrong. Now, if he had got it wrong, guess what? All them kids would be still alive. It's horrible at the moment what's going on. And I feel it for the Muslim people. I have a family right next door to me. They're more terrified of radical Islams for their kids than we are. Because they're afraid their sons are going to be radicalised by these fuckers.
But as well, the problem is, Jay.
One more thing. Why is the Islamic Brotherhood banned all throughout the Islamic world? But yet they're perfectly allowed to walk around our streets in Europe. Like, their own countries will not let them set up base in their own country because of what they do. England has a referral scheme going on for Muslim kids. There's something like 5,000 or 10,000 kids in it that they're trying to take back from being radicalised. The internet has opened it up for them. And these ain't kids that came in. These are second and third generations that were born in England, France, Switzerland, Sweden and all these countries. So there is a problem. And unfortunate, and it is unfortunate, the good ones are being tagged. And Jeremy, your friends that are Muslim, that drink and smoke and blah, blah, they'd be the first ones killed by these fuckers for disrespecting their own religion. Like, I know you say about the books, but the books ain't chopping people's heads off.
No, I'm not comparing the books, by the way. I'm just saying fundamentalists in every single religion.
Okay,
and
but this, Jeremy, these believe in the ultimate sacrifice is death. This gets them to second God. Like,
but the problem is
the radical ones. I am not talking about the good ones. We've them all around us. They're brilliant. Jesus Christ, the country be shit without them.
But do you remember, Jason? This just to sum this up, how we all suffer, and I think we all suffer from what's called unconscious bias.
Back in
2025. Hang on, Jason. Back in 2025, when Liverpool were going up. I'll never forget the day when it was broke the news that there was a Liverpool were celebrating winning the league, and a car drove up and knocked over a load of passengers in Liverpool. Yeah. And you went onto Twitter straight away, because that's where you go, and everybody was posting pictures of Muslim men saying, "Oh, I heard them shouting."
The flights before that, were they not carried out by Muslims throughout Europe and America?
Yes, they were.
So you can see why. But, Jeremy,
my point is, Jay, that people like Tommy Ten Names over in the UK, were almost disappointed when the name was released of your man who drove the car, and the name of the fellow that drove the car was Paul Doyle. People went, Paul Doyle.
Weren't we like that as Irish people when an explosion went off in England, and we were all praying that it wasn't the IRA because we were Irish.
Absolutely.
So that's what happens. And it was up to us to call it out. First thing you said was not in my name, right? I didn't hear that Omar say not in my name. So we have to call out ours. That's the first thing you did say, Jeremy. You weren't doing it in my name. Why did you feel the need to say that?
No, I was making the point.
But Omar should say, listen, they're not doing that in my name. They are radical. We don't like them. And then, but see, they're not calling out their own people for doing it. As the last fellow said,
we're
being told to be accepting. And they're going to use our charity as a vulnerability. They're going to use our good nature against us. Do you know we're not a fighting kind? Do you know, oh, we're lovely, we hug everybody. That's going to be used against us. Have a look at Lebanon. There's a reason these people ain't allowed into other Muslim countries. Why do you think out of 56 Muslim countries, 52 of them will not have the Palestinian people there? Because of what happened in Lebanon. Look at what Lebanon was like pre-1960s. Right? It was the jewel in the crown of the Middle East. Three Christian universities there. There's nothing there now because of that. So there is radicals, and they're the ones we have to look at. There's 1.3 million Muslims in the world. Just remember that. 10% of them are radicalized, Adrian.
Again, Omar's point is, I am not one of them, but reports like this today makes people, my neighbours and friends and people in North Dublin where I live, look at me with suspicion.
Well, unfortunately, it's his religious that extremists that are doing it, so we have to be suspicious. As I said, they wouldn't say there's a man running around Dublin killing people. They'd give us as much description as they could. Why? So we could look out.
So you're basically saying to Omar, tough.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, no, I can hear you there.
Yeah, I'm in the tunnel. That's all. I'm going to be 1 second.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, yeah. So you're basically saying to Omar, tough.
No, I'm not saying tough, and that sounds very callous. I'm not. I'm just saying, unfortunately, it's a part of life now. When the next bunch of terrorists come in, whoever they are, be the yellow, pink, blue, we'll start looking at them. But as a people, that's what you do. You don't just let everybody into your land and hope that everything. You have to be suspicious. Remember, we live on an island. We don't live on a mainland.
Okay. Thanks, Jason. And let me squeeze in one final call, and that's you, Penny. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi, Jeremy. How are you?
Good, thanks. What did you want to say?
I have an opinion, same as everybody else in this country. I have friends from all nationalities, all colours, you name it, I have it in my life. My problem with this is these religious people come into the country, they have no regard for women. They have no regard for our rules. As far as they're concerned, we need to follow their rules. Like when you go to another person, if I go on holidays and I go to Israel, I'm told to cover my head or whatever. I cover my head.
Can I just stop you there for 1 second? I know my years, Penny, I've never been told what to do by a Muslim person or told what to do. I've never been told.
They're coming into the country. You can argue with me all you like. I'm not arguing with you.
Has a Muslim man ever told you what you can and cannot do?
They've tried.
So under what circumstances?
Like when you come home in a taxi on a Saturday night and they tell you, you should be at home with your man. You should not be out at night.
Tell him to fuck off. That's what I'd say to him and get out of his taxi. Absolutely. Did the taxi man actually say that to you?
Yes, he did.
Well, you had no right to say that. Absolutely no right to say that. And I would have told him to F off and get out of the taxi.
Like, they come in, I have no problem. They come here, they get a job, they work, they integrate, they use the laws of the country. I have no problem with anybody coming here. My problem is everybody needs to be respected. Everybody. No, I don't care what nationality.
Nobody's going to disagree with that, but the point that Omar is making, and this is a young fella born and bred, lives on the north side of Dublin, and he is worried that because he's a Muslim, people look at him with suspicion, and you probably do as well.
You do, because you're taught, they've done so much between, you know, what way would you put it without sounding racist? I'm not racist. Any crimes that are committed now, I suppose maybe because the media or whatever it is, these people, 90% of the problem in the country with women, with kids, all this, they're all extremists. They're all racist.
Yeah, but let me put this point to you, Penny, about you make, and yes, a lot of Muslim men probably wouldn't respect women, but let me put this point to you, and again, I'm just playing devil's advocate. During the 60s and 70s and the 80s as well in Ireland, domestic abuse, they're now only finding this out at latter stages, domestic abuse, violence against women in the home in Ireland, it was brushed under the carpet, by the way, back in the 60s, 70s, 80s.
Oh, women, I know that.
Women, but hang on, women were getting the shit kicked out of them by their big, fat, ugly husbands.
And nobody was saying a word.
Who were white Catholic men who probably sat beside their wives in the church on a Sunday and then went to the pub and went home and beat seven bells of shite out of their wives. So there were lots of Irish Catholic, and still are, lots of Irish Catholic men who don't and didn't respect women and beat up their wives. So again, it's not related to one religion. They were all Catholic men, by the way, all those wife beaters. All Catholic.
I have no doubt they were. And it went on in every family nearly in the country in Ireland. I will never deny that.
I only heard about this the other day. I didn't realise how, because I wasn't around, I didn't realise how rampant domestic abuse was. And because women were terrified, we had no divorce then, of course, so women just stayed and put up with their fat pig of a dirty husband.
And at the time, women got married to obey their husbands.
Yeah. So you think?
And it was totally wrong.
In fact, Catholicism, if you think about it, Penny, Catholicism is a complete misogynistic religion. They wouldn't even let women become priests. Yeah.
Oh, I know that. But what I'm saying, 90% of what you see in the media, if there's a crime, look at those two little girls in Dublin who got stabbed.
Yep.
Right? Look at the man that tried to help him, he got stabbed.
Yep.
Look at that child in Dublin who was assaulted.
Okay, so
who are these men?
Let me ask you then.
Well, they're not men. Anybody that does that is not a man.
Absolutely. Let me ask you then, Penny, before I let you go, what do you say to Omar? Born and bred in Ireland, an Irish citizen, he hails from Iraq, and he is upset that Islamist terrorism is being highlighted as a risk here in Ireland, and that has everybody looking at him with suspicion.
I don't agree with that. I think if you come here, you integrate, you become an Irish person, that's fine. But you have to speak to your own people, your own religion. Educate them that when they come here, they have to go by our laws and our beliefs. If you want to discuss religion, you spoke about Enoch Burke. My problem, I don't have a problem with Enoch Burke. He has his beliefs. That's right. I think all religion should be left at the school gate. I don't care whether you're black, white, green, blue, or what colour you are, or what your beliefs are. It should be left at the school gate. And when you go into school, whatever is on your birth cert, that's what you are. While you are in school, in college, whatever. Until you get to 21 and you're left all that, then you can decide what you are.
Penny, I was just going to say, it's actually a pleasure. It's an awful pity you didn't come on earlier. It's a pleasure talking to you. She's well able to
Thank
talk.
You.
You should be hosting this. I don't mean that in the context. Isn't she brilliant?
Absolutely.
You don't
brilliant.
Come up for air. Just talk. Well, fair play to you.
Thanks very much, Penny.
Can I just address?
No problem.
Thanks, Penny.
Nope.
Can I address the most idiotic comment that's come in? And that's saying a lot considering some of the comments we get on our Facebook page. When we record this live, guys, people can comment live on our Facebook page. And this is from,
go on.
This is from James Rourke. And he's referencing the comment I just made. About domestic abuse being rampant in Ireland in the 60s, 70s, 80s and 90s, and how it was big, fat, white Catholic men that were doing it on their wives. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And wives were hiding in their beds and locking the doors. James said, I've heard it on now. You have to go back 50 years to prove that something happened 50 years ago. Now, James, first of all, you're a fucking idiot. Secondly, if you don't believe that domestic abuse... Talk to our friends who run domestic. What's the name of their charity again? Priscilla and Amy.
Stop Domestic Violence.
Stop Domestic Violence. There are literally safe houses full of women who have fled their poisonous, vicious animal husbands. So I'm not going back 50 years. I can go back 5 days ago and get you a list of women who've been abused by their husbands. If you don't believe domestic abuse, it's still real. You're a fucking fool. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow and join us for the next one.